Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show. Well, welcome everybody to our fourth show. Our fourth show. We're so happy that you've tuned in to hear us. Of course, my name is Jeff Birdwell.
I'm Sherry Checkle.
And we will be hosting the Glass City Opry Showcase for this show. We'd like to welcome everybody and thank you so much for listening in.
It's been really neat. We've been hearing from a lot of different people, and apparently people are actually listening to the podcast. It's so exciting because I was wondering about that.
Well, and I think that everybody, it's like catching a bug, it seems like. Once they listen to it, they want to listen maybe to the next one, and so we're really excited about that.
That's cool. Yeah, we really appreciate everybody that's come to us and said, hey, you guys sound pretty good, you know. Yeah. It feels kind of neat because we were a little concerned that maybe we didn't sound so good.
Yeah, right. Luckily, people have been kind enough to tell us.
Oh, y'all been so nice. It's you know, so.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for coming up and telling us that you enjoy us and want to hear more. So that makes us feel good and want to keep going.
Well, you know, if you keep encouraging us, we'll just keep at this.
Yeah, right.
Pretty soon, I mean, you know, it might be a 12-step program for getting you off a podcast, but I don't know. But
anyways,
but hey, let's talk about the show, last show, because I can't even wait to talk about it. It's just so exciting. So,
well,
first big national act.
That's right.
It was the coolest thing.
I've got to tell you, you might have to tone me down and stop
talking. We'll stop you.
It was an awesome show. We just had a wonderful time. Of course, it was Honey Deaton and Dream.
Yes.
No, Honey Deaton and Dream.
It was Honey Deaton and Dream.
Honey Deaton and Dream. She said that actually on stage, I think.
I know. It's hard because you look at it, H-O-N-E-I, and you think it's Honey or something. I don't know. She gets it all the time. I feel for her.
I do too.
So, and here we are doing it again.
Well, let's,
Honey, it doesn't matter because it was good.
That's right.
That's all there was to it.
Very good.
It was very good.
And I'll tell you what, folks, if you didn't make it out to the show, I hate to tell you this, but you missed a really good one.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, every one's a good one, but this was awesome.
This one was awesome.
And it's a shame because the weather was a little bit touchy.
Yeah.
I know we had a lot of phone calls. People were worried about the show going on. But I have to tell you, pretty much unless it's like, you know, just impassable, we're going to be going on with the show because that's the way it's going to be.
Well,
especially when you've got a act coming all the way from Georgia, or some of these bands travel from pretty far distance. If they can get there, we can get there. So we're going to have a show.
Well, and honestly, I mean, just to take this night for an example, I mean, she would have been halfway here when they even started announcing the warning. So, you know, it makes sense for us to go ahead and have the show because they come so far and they're, you know, they're willing to come here and come to Toledo and put on a good performance. So we're going to try and make the shows go if we can.
But we don't mind you calling. If you're concerned,
absolutely,
you can always call and check out, and we'll let you know what's up with the weather. But needless to say, that was such a good show, and that was the only thing we were worried about was the weather, an ice storm coming. But she melted it for us.
Oh,
she kept it at bay.
No,
we didn't get it.
She did a great job, and everything was wonderful. All of them played great, and she expressed what a great crowd everybody was.
Oh, she was so excited.
And just very excited about what a great venue it was at the Maumee Indoor Theater, and also the crowd response. She was really happy about that.
Yeah, I heard from the agent even the next day. Their agent called, and apparently they'd even called on the way home and were excited about the show and the venue and the people and the audience and the city. So Toledo, we all did a good job. Maumee, we did a good job. We let them know that we like good, solid, traditional, neat, great, wonderful bluegrass in this area. That's all there is to it.
And you know what I like is now she is aware that Toledo is a great bluegrass town.
She wants to come back already.
That's right.
We tell her any old time.
She's going to tell her friends, I'm sure, of it back in Nashville and Georgia and wherever she goes.
She's got some friends in good places,
too. Yes, she does. So
we've gotten some good calls from people already, and I'm telling you, if we can keep this ball rolling, it's going down the hill. It's going to be fun.
That's right.
And the audience is it's what's making it work.
Absolutely.
So I want to say thank you to everybody that came, because that really showed us that we can bring good bluegrass in the area. Everybody wants to see it, and we can enjoy it. It's just a good, it was good. It was everything good. We were a little worried, but it turned out just fine.
Yep, absolutely. So now I heard somebody said that we maybe got some live recordings at the show.
Yes, we did. As part of my job as the promotional agent of the Squaw City Opry Trio here of partners that we have, you may think I'm just the t-shirt gal, but I get to do all the promotion and the websites and stuff like that. And I also, I kind of snuck my mini disc in, so I had to, and I made a recording of both the opening band, Bandura Bridge, and the first set from Honey Deaton. And the really neat thing is, it's up on the website. You can listen to it. So it's a streaming audio. You can go and listen, see what you missed. And it's some good stuff.
One of the great things about the internet.
I know. Yeah, but it's and then what's really neat is we're going to play a cut from both Honey set and from Bandura Bridge.
Awesome.
Here on this show today.
Perfect. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yep.
Do you want to get started on set?
Well, yeah, let's, you want to play one from Honey Deaton and
sure.
then talk a little bit about Bandura Bridge?
Sure. Okay. Let's play this one. One of the nice things about Honey Deaton, I have to tell you, I mean, I'm pretty much a traditionalist when it comes to bluegrass. I really like the traditional sound, a little contemporary, but traditional. She plays such a nice range of music. It's traditional. It's old classic country bluegrassed up. It's gospel. It's just so neat.
Yeah.
Well, here's a classic example, because she's going to play for us, I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart.
Oh, great one.
That was good.
All right. Well, y'all, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will be right back. And we got any cowboys here tonight?
I watch Ward Rogers, nice kid.
All right.
Okay, that counts.
Well, my dad is an old Montana cowboy. He used to ride the rodeos out in the West. So we put this on our CD just for him. Hope you like it. We'll see y'all in a little bit. Oh,
Okay, now you want to talk about Bandera Bridge a little
bit? Sure. Well, you know, if you got a flyer or were on the website, you were expecting to see Cass Avenue Ramblers.
That's right.
That's what we were expecting to see. But as these things go, you never know. Well, there was a schedule change.
Right.
They couldn't make it. And what was really nice was Bandera Bridge was able to step in at the last minute. And we knew that everybody really enjoyed them. So we thought, well, this is going to be a okay thing in an emergency. So that's what we had. We had Bandera Bridge again, and they did a great job.
Yep, they sure did. If you're not familiar with Bandera Bridge, their lineup is Tim Ellis, who's very, very good banjo player, locally and nationally, was a banjo player. And then there was Matt Thacker, the bass player. And then Mitch Manns was playing the mandolin.
Yes.
Which, before, I think he was playing... or was supposed to play the banjo, or does play the banjo.
Oh, he plays banjo and guitar and dobro and everything. He's got a music school. He teaches all of it. So.
Oh, okay.
That man's bluegrass 100%. So.
That's right. Well, and actually it was kind of neat. His son, Jesse, was playing the guitar. So,
yeah.
And did a great job.
He did. That little guy was up there. He's a trooper.
He sure was. Yeah.
And of course we can't forget our native son.
Yeah. Definitely.
Davy Moore
Jr. Was playing the fiddle, and he had a CD there, he did a great job, of course, as well. So they
was good.
Came in and filled in. We were so happy that they were able to come and played a great first set for us. So,
I was afraid we were going to have to play.
Yeah, well.
I'm not ready for that yet.
No. Well, to be thrown into the fire like that probably wouldn't have been the best
thing for us. Not quite ready for that yet. Yeah. So.
But we would have pulled it off. But they did a wonderful job.
It was good.
So now are we going to hear something from them?
We're going to hear a song that Mitch does a really good job of singing on it called Kentucky Girl.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, that was great.
Yep. Mitch does a great job. I like all these bluegrass things. Oh, I don't know what the problem is.
No, and I think honestly, the thing is that we've been fortunate to have some really good players at the Opry. And just seems like one is the next one, is as good as the next one. And it's so exciting.
You know why? A lot of that has to be the fact that Dave Russell is picking the talent for us.
That's true.
He's good at it. Yep. He knows what he's doing. Yep. The man's been in bluegrass for, I think, since he was born.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little bit older.
But he's
got a discerning ear. I'm telling you right now, I've come to respect the fact that he knows his grass, and he's really working hard. I see him all the time talking to all kinds of people on the phone, and he does a really good job of trying to match up the talent with the opening acts and make sure that it's a nice mix. It's not only just one specific kind of grass. He kind of gets a nice little blend, and I think he's really becoming... He's really good at that. He's the third part of the trio.
Well, and actually, I don't know. There's no telling what would happen if I was booking a band. I'd end up with the Spithawkers or something.
The Foggy Mountain Valley Boys or something. But you know,
the booking agent is just a blessing.
Well,
and that's the type of thing that people on the outside looking in, they don't really know how we come by the bands.
Sure.
And it's a whole process, and he's super good at it.
Yeah.
And he's really good at lining up the talent and
matching
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that's important.
Yeah, we want to have a full range of grass. I mean, some people just like the traditional stuff. Some people just like Ralph Stanley. Some people like Alison Krauss. Some people like the new kind of independent grass. I mean, there's all kinds of levels, and we want to try to be able to present a nice foundational offering, almost like a buffet of bluegrass.
Yep.
So that it might not be your perfect... Every time, it might be not what you want every single time, but we hope that it's all of a very good quality, solid bluegrass.
That's
that it's
right.
enjoyable.
Yep.
And it gives people a chance to hear things that maybe they're just not quite used to,
Right.
And it's great.
Yep.
And so
Absolutely.
Far, all the bands, there's not been a single band that I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the greatest part about it.
Great.
You missed a wonderful show. If you didn't make it, and if you did make it, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So you really gave Honey Deaton a warm place to come.
She's still talking about it, I think.
I think she still is.
I think she is.
If she was here, she would be anyway.
No, she sure would be.
So. You want to talk about the sponsors we had?
Well, we have to say a special thank you because we got two very special sponsors for this show.
That's
and
right.
It's just really neat. We can't not mention our realtor friend, Jo Lowe.
That's
she is with the AA Green Realty Company.
Yep.
And she came on as a gold sponsor. And that was wonderful. It really helped make the show work.
Yep.
And definitely, if you have any questions about real estate, you can talk to her.
Give her a call, believe me, because for her to jump on board like that,
it was great. We really appreciate
help
it.
Us out. That was huge. So,
sure.
If you've got a real estate question or something you need, give her a call. Please do.
Sure.
And then the other one was the Splash Bay Resort.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
That's in Maumee.
Yes, it is.
At the Holiday Inn there, right by the Turnpike.
Yep.
Right down the road from the theater. I'm thinking we should talk to them about some sort of Opry hotel package.
I like it.
That'd be cool. Wouldn't it be neat? Go to the Opry and then go swimming in that new water park that they built. It's got 600 million gallons of water being circulated all over the place.
And
the kids would have a great time there. There's no doubt about it.
And it's pretty cool if you approach the hotel from the right spot, you can see one. I think it's blue tube.
Oh, yeah.
Outside
that'd be chilly in the winter. But
it might. But
I'd probably keep it warm.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But anyway, they were kind enough to jump on board, and again they came on as a gold member, and we had a full page in the brochure.
Okay, yeah.
But we wanted to thank them for jumping on board as
Great.
Well.
Well, hey, we're going to talk about the next show coming up because That's going to be a good one, too.
Yes, absolutely.
We got another national act coming
that's,
in.
That's the insane part is, you know, we followed up one with another one.
And here comes another.
I'm so excited. I mean, these guys are have a national recording contract, correct?
Oh, they've got, they're with Rebel Records. And they are touring. And they have 5 albums to their name. So save up your money, because when you come to see them, you're going to want all 5. I know I'm going to want all 5.
I will want
I've already
all
got
5.
A couple. I'm on a couple more just in case.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Well, that sounds good to me, too. So.
I'm telling you, they'll have them here, I'm sure. They'll be.
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
Tell them who it is.
It's the Wildwood Valley Boys.
That's right. The Wildwood Valley
Boys.
Well, I
knew who it was.
I know. I did, too. But they didn't.
That's
we didn't
true.
Tell
That's true. Well, you know, hey, they're from Indiana. And I'm telling you, these guys are, oh, I love them.
Yeah, they're awesome. We've actually seen them perform before.
We actually played a benefit show with them, which
yes,
is
we
kind
did.
Of, I consider that one of my honorable points of playing. That was pretty cool to be able to say that we played with the Wildwood Valley Boys.
Oh, yeah.
We opened for them.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Sort of, kind of.
Well, and I think they actually followed us.
I did.
Which is much better than us following them,
well,
I'm afraid.
I'm sure that would not been a good thing. But,
I'll tell you what, these guys are a great blend of traditional bluegrass, and they have some of the greatest harmonies. Boy, it's just beautiful.
Hey, let's listen to a song real quick, and then we'll come back and talk about them.
Sounds awesome.
All right. This is a song I really like. It's called If I Could Just Hear Daddy.
I remember as a lad, so many times when I was bad, my daddy took the sapling to my hide. A willow limb so long and green greeted me when I was mean, and it didn't even help me when I cried. Just 15, a teenage kid, I knew it all, or I thought I did. My daddy changed my mind one fateful night. He laced my back one final time, said you're old enough to mind. And I decided maybe he was right. I knew enough to not talk back, or else I'd get another whack. He'd yell and I knew what lay in store. And I'd go running back for more, give up my seat at heaven's door. If I could just hear Daddy yell at me once more. Different with these kids today, give them room, let them have their say, but I just don't believe I can agree. Daddy's brand of willow tea made a believer out of me, and it opened up my eyes so I could see. My daddy left some time ago, he taught us many things I know, and to set our standards higher when we fall. Though he did not spare the rod, we honored him and worshiped God. That became the greatest gift of all. I knew enough to not talk back, or else I'd get another whack. He'd yell and I knew what lay in store. But I'd go running back for more, give up my seat at heaven's door. If I could just hear Daddy yell at me once more. Not talk back, or else I'd get another whack. He'd yell and I knew what lay in store. But I'd go running back for more, give up my seat at heaven's door. If I could just hear Daddy yell at me once more. If I could just hear Daddy yell at me once more.
I like songs about like families and stuff like that, and it didn't have any killing or trains in it.
No, that's a good thing.
I do like train songs, but it's nice to hear a nice family song.
That's right. Now that was that written by Aubrey Holt?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Okay. I think so. Okay. Put me on the spot. I have to check that one out.
Well, you have to excuse me. I was trying to segue into talking about the band.
Yeah, you did a good job, but I tell you, he probably wrote it. Yeah. But I don't want to go on record because, I mean, if he didn't write it, then I'd be in trouble.
That's true.
But that is true. Aubrey Holt is a great songwriter. He's got stuff that's been recorded by, like, all the biggies. Like, yep. Alison Krauss.
Blue Highway.
Ralph Stanley II.
Yes. Cherry Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and Deepwater Bluegrass. Deepwater Bluegrass. We do one of his songs. Yeah. I don't think he puts us... He didn't put us on the little biography, though. I don't know what the problem is, but that's
one day.
Okay, all right. But, yeah, but he's got some good people there playing his songs. And then, of course, the Wildwood Valley Boys play a lot of his songs.
Yeah, well, I would imagine so.
It kind of is. You know, I don't think they have to pay him as much that way.
That comes with the territory.
Probably, yeah.
But anyway. His dad. Yeah, that's true. But Aubrey Holt is the guy we're talking about, mm-hmm. and he plays guitar for them. Mm-hmm. As does his son, correct?
Yes, Tony Holt. He's kind of the front leader. Yep. He's primarily the lead vocalist, and he's got the neatest voice.
I really love hearing him talk.
Yep. And just the nicest man you've ever met. And he's got some other people playing with him. And
Jake Brown is the mandolin player.
And Brian Lever is playing the banjo.
That's somebody else I know plays a banjo. I can't think who it is.
Oh, gosh. Well, that could be me.
I get to always
introduce the banjo players because I know the banjo players.
That's right. Well, I have to give a special mention to the bass player because I'm a bass player.
Because you're a bass player.
That's right. His name is Lynn Matzenberger. Yeah. And he is kind of like me.
He's your twin, I think. That's right. You guys were separated at birth, possibly.
He didn't start... He didn't start playing until he was in his mid...
Is old?
Not old. Just in his midlife.
Midlife.
Yeah. And actually got a pretty good start. I think he started, what did it say, in 1989?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
89 or 98?
Oh, I'm sorry.
98. Even less.
Started in 1998.
You guys are about the same time almost.
Yeah.
Just about.
I was trying to think. I think I started in 2004.
Okay, well, close.
2003.
He's got a couple year jump on you.
A little bit, but not much.
Cool because he says he didn't play anything and didn't do anything and just all of a sudden heard about bluegrass and started playing the bass. And that does sound like you.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know that you've been playing with Mikey Cleveland anytime soon.
No, and that being his first band.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty impressive.
But now he's playing with the Wildwood Valley Boys. That's some good stuff.
It's awesome. So
that's cool.
So anyway, those are the guys that make up the band. Just a wonderful group of guys, I'm sure.
I hope they have the bus fixed.
Yeah.
I want them to park the bus out front of the theater.
Well, that'd be neat.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they can, though.
They can't do it out in front of the theater.
Oh, darn it.
No.
They got the coolest big old bus.
There's no parking. Mommy would tow them away. But they can park in the parking lot. That would be cool. That would be awesome.
That'd be our first bus.
That's right.
I can't wait. I'll take pictures.
They could park it right along the Anthony Wayne Trail. That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, they got a big old silver, I forgot what it's called now. It's a big bus. Silver Eagle bus. And I've seen it a couple of places. I hope they bring it. But I know it sometimes gives them a little trouble. So they might, and because they're coming from Indiana, they might not bring it.
Well, that is cool.
I hope they do, though.
That would be neat to have a bus.
Because I want to see a bus outside. I want Toledo to see that we got touring buses showing up at the Glass City Opry. That'll be exciting.
That would be awesome. So... but anyway, that's our next show.
Yeah, so, can't wait.
Wildwood Valley Boys are going to be the main act. We're just really excited to have them along. So.
We sure are. Let's pick a song.
Okay.
I think this one's another nice song. It's called The Way I Am.
Wish I were down on some blue bayou with a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on don't seem to go there. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. The way I am don't fit my shame. That barber dancing. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. I enjoy what makes my living. Did what I do with a willing hand. Some would run, but that ain't like me. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. The way I am don't fit my shackles. The way I am reality, I can almost see that barber dancing. So I'll just dream and keep on being the way I am. Yeah, I just dream and keep on being the way I am.
Now, who is the opening act? Do you want to talk a little bit about
sure.
that?
Well, sure. You know, I think this is a really special opportunity for us to introduce a relatively new band, but it's all made of veteran players. There's no doubt about it.
Which is great.
The band is called Straight Fork, and they're from sort of the upper middle Ohio area. I don't know if that's quite the right term for it, but but okay. You know, kind of a little bit south of the turnpike and kind of in the middle.
Right.
And that's upper middle, right?
Right.
Well, the guys in the band, they're all seasoned musicians, and they got together, made a band. They're going to start, I think they have a recording project in the works, and they've been playing around, and the fellow that is their leader that we've been kind of talking to, the kind of the head guy, he is a pretty well-known mandolin player. His name is Chris Martin. He used to play with Tony Hickman in Harbortown, which is a pretty popular band around here.
Sure.
And about 2 years ago, he had a pretty tragic car accident. It was pretty sad, and he was pretty much laid up, looked like he wasn't going to live for a while, but he made it through it, and he's had, I don't know, you know, quite a few operations and a pretty rough time, but thank goodness he's back on his feet,
he's
and
back.
He's doing good, and he's getting back into the music, and we're really happy, so we'd like to welcome them to the Opry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? They were scheduled to play, I believe it was September.
Yeah, I think it was the second show.
And he had to go in for another operation, and his doctor pretty much said, absolutely not.
You cannot do it.
So we're pleased to be able to reschedule them and have them come out. And,
that's right.
Can't wait to hear them.
Oh, I'm very excited about it.
Some good music. We'll hear some good music. With the Viola Valley Boys and Straight Fork, I think we're going to have a nice, very traditional sounding evening. I think people are really going to enjoy it. Tickets are special price, only $10. Can't beat that?
Yep. No, good, that's price. Great for a nationally touring act, uh-huh, with a national recording contract.
You got
I
it.
I think that's pretty good.
That's a good price. And it'll be the first show of the new year.
That's right. That's right.
So. They said if you can make it past December. Well, isn't that a song?
Yeah, it is
we
a song.
We can make it past December.
That's right. It is.
Well, that's a January show, so yep, we made it past December. So.
There you go. Well, and speaking of that, that gives us another good segue into wishing everybody happy
holidays. You want to be careful about that.
Yeah, well, and that time of the year is coming up very quickly.
Yes.
And we'll be here and gone before we know it. But we wanted to wish everybody a happy holidays and hope they have a safe one and a healthy one.
Yeah, don't eat too much.
Yeah, and I hope you get everything you wanted on your wish list.
I want a pony.
Well, I think Santa has a couple of those. It just depends on
I'm kind of hoping that's a
go.
Pony that yeah. comes for me, but I don't know. I've been hoping for one for now about 40-some years.
Maybe this is your year. Maybe this is your year to get the pony.
Oh, dang.
Although, sometimes, you ever hear that term? Watch for what you wish for, because you might get it.
Aww. My kids keep threatening to get me a pony, but it just doesn't seem to happen.
Maybe
I got a big dog.
I will keep my fingers crossed that this
Thank
is
you.
Your year. For
I'm hoping.
Pony. But anyway, happy holidays, everyone, from us.
Yes.
To you.
Hey, you know something? When we were at the Opry, there was a buzz going around there. And I didn't know what was going on. I thought, well, maybe somebody had done something bad. You never know.
It could happen.
You're
sure.
like, oh my gosh, you know, something's wrong. But no, what it was J.J. O'Shea and Jim Van Dielen from the Country Ramble radio show. They had snuck in and brought their brand new Christmas calendar
That's
out.
Right.
Their I holiday sure did. Calendar. And I'm telling you, there wasn't anybody in that place that knew what was going on that wasn't looking through that, trying to find their picture. Because I think they have every single musician in the Toledo metropolitan area in their calendar.
And fans.
And fans. Everybody.
Everybody.
I couldn't believe. There must be 600 people in that calendar.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't even know how they did it. They must have had a big database and they checked off who they was in it because, I mean, everybody was in it.
I mean, they just put everybody they could possibly fit in that calendar.
Everybody. It was cool.
And I think it's
very
wonderful.
Nice. It's a very nice gesture. I mean, everybody was just so excited to see them. They were passing them around, and
right.
I almost left mine at the theater, but I found it and took it home.
Good.
I didn't want to lose it. That's yeah. a keepsake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it was absolutely. Cool. And it's so neat that they do that for everybody.
Right. Well, and they do something each year, right?
Yeah.
How has it worked the
well,
last couple of years?
You know, they've done CDs and just different things, and it's just so
calendar,
neat, you
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah.
Calendar. I can't wait to see what they do next year.
Oh, I know. There's no telling.
Maybe they'll be giving ponies out to people.
Maybe so. You should talk to JJ about that.
Oh, maybe he's got donkeys.
I mean, well, look.
I do know he has donkeys.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, a pony can't be far behind
That's what I figure.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, and I might go out on a limb on this and get myself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's taken Santa 40-some years to do this, maybe you have to take it upon yourself to pull the cart your way.
Get my
okay,
own pony.
So maybe you can talk to JJ and
yeah.
put a good word in to,
and Jim,
for your pony thought.
Jim has
you know?
Horses.
Well, see there.
See, I'm thinking these guys, I should talk to these guys because I might be able to arrange something.
Well, and maybe, you know, talking to Santa hasn't gotten you very
That's
far.
True.
So
oh,
maybe you
got to
turn to another source.
Oh, but, well. I think we should play something from that CD because I think that was a cool CD.
Well, and that was last year. This
yes.
year they did the calendar. Mm-hmm. And then last year we were lucky enough to get involved in the holiday CD that they put
That's
together.
That's right.
And that was area groups and mm-hmm. acts and bands that got together. And Jerry Eicher.
Oh, yeah. He put it together at his studio.
Yeah, at his studio.
Yeah.
And
That's the first time I ever recorded
that
anything. That was so
which
cool.
Which is really neat. So,
it was so much fun.
Back when we were with Fulton County Bluegrass,
yes.
we were part of that CD. We're fortunate enough, and we played this song on it.
Okay. Well, people have been asking us when we're going to play some of our music on the podcast. And we're like, well, okay, well, here's your wish. We're going to play Jingle Bells that we did on JJ and Jim's holiday CD.
horse, open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh,
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon my seated by my side, horse was lank and lean, his fortune was his life. He got into a drifted bank, then we got upside. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Us with Fulton County Bluegrass.
That's
of
right.
course, now we're with our own band,
Deepwater Bluegrass.
Deepwater Bluegrass. Look for us around town.
Yeah.
Especially on January 4th.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to talk about, you know, we have to put in a little plug for all the local Toledo Bluegrass events that are going on. And
absolutely.
It just so happens that there's a really neat Bluegrass event and we get to be part of it. So
that's right.
We finally get to toot our own horn a little bit.
Yeah, finally.
We would like to invite you to come out to the It's Friday celebration at the Art Museum, the Toledo Art Museum.
That's right.
We are the featured act for January.
That's right.
We were in their newsletter.
Yep.
How cool
which is
that?
Great.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, January 4th, we'll be there from 6:30 till 9:30 is when the music is actually supposed to be happening. We're trying to get as many people out there. What we want to do is take this opportunity to get people to the art museum.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool.
Yep.
You can come to the art museum. Oh, and it's free.
It is free. It is free.
How can you beat free bluegrass?
That's right.
And
absolutely.
Art.
And art.
And art, bluegrass, art. It's all good.
That's right. And it's a, you know, it's a good opportunity for us as a bluegrass community to kind of couple together with the art museum and come out and support it and get a chance to see the art museum. It's the coolest place. You know,
oh,
everybody thinks it's, you know,
a little hoity-toity.
Yeah, and,
it's
and
not.
Kind of untouchable, but it's not. It's a very comfortable place to be, and you can go there and hear some good bluegrass and then
uh-huh.
wander around and look at some art and, you know, and then
you've
come
gotta
back.
You've got to go see that. So. You've got to go to the new glass-blowing pavilion and exhibit and all that kind of stuff. That
yes.
is the neatest thing.
That is very
because
cool.
it is, after all, the glass city.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, it's neat to watch
yep.
them make all these things. I watched them make a candy dish, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they've got all these displays of all these beautiful, beautiful art pieces. And It's probably not the best place for like a 3-year-old, but well, got to keep a hold of them.
Well, you do have to keep a hold of them, but actually
they give
demonstrations there, and it kind of, I think it would capture even young people's thoughts and ideas as they're watching the glass blowing going on. So it's just a neat place, and we're really looking forward to it.
That's January 4th.
Playing there, yeah. January 4th.
Friday night. 6:30.
To 9:30.
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30. So that's when they will officially kick us out of there.
Yeah, they tell us to get out, and we got to move. So, but it'll be cool. You can come out and see Deepwater Bluegrass.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, now, you know, we've got to mention there is the Bluegrass in Superclass Winterfest going on at the Holiday Inn French Quarters.
That's right.
January 11th and 12th. And if you've been in Toledo for more than like 5 minutes, you know that the Oktoberfest or the Winterfest has been running for now 18 years.
Yep, that's right.
It's been probably one of the oldest running bluegrass events in the Toledo area that
Definitely.
I know of.
Definitely.
Okay, it's just once a year, and you can go out there in January. They take over the whole hotel.
Yep.
And they've got some really good acts, and I think maybe Jeff can tell you a few of them.
Absolutely. To start with, I really like this guy, is Bobby Osborne.
Yeah, he's a classic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then there's the Goldwing Express.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, a lot of these are people that you've heard of for a long time now. So Bluegrass Mountaineers and Vern McIntyre. And the Appalachian Grass, Stony Creek Bluegrass Band.
Don't forget Lily May and the Dixie Gospelers.
That's right. And the Larkins. And then a band we had, are going to be having at the Glass City Opry, and we played with, is the Muddy Creek Boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. We want to have them soon.
Yeah. We'd love to have them. And we got an opportunity to play with them as well.
In October at the
That's October
a good band.
Fest,
they're another one of those middle upper Ohio bands.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Also the Hart Brothers, Clarence Kelly and the New Cut Road, Dean Osborne Band.
And, he's related to Bobby Osborne.
Yeah, I believe so. And then Daly and Vincent. But there's just going to be a lot of really good bluegrass going on there all weekend long.
That's the 11th and 12th. It's a Friday and a Saturday.
Right.
And if you call the French Quarter, they have some special rates on rooms. If you mention the bluegrass rate, you get some like really sweet deal. And I think maybe even like some, you know, extra little bluegrass treats.
Yeah, maybe
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's probably like jammers at 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
It's your bluegrass treat.
That's true. The tickets are for Friday, $23. Or Saturday, $23. You can get weekend tickets for $45. And then there's reserve seating for $25 a day.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got
a lot of bluegrass.
You've got a lot of bluegrass you can see and a lot of good stuff going on there in Perrysburg at the Holiday Inn French Quarter.
Yeah. So. Come on, guys. We got to come out and support this one. We got bluegrass in town. We got good, solid bluegrass acts in the Toledo area. We've got to show up.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
That is right.
Because they don't want to come if nobody comes to see them.
No, that's right. And you know, it's important for us to let everybody know out there in the bluegrass world that Toledo is here and we've got a good bluegrass crowd.
We sure do.
And so we're really excited about that coming to town, and that's a big deal.
Let's go.
So we need to support it.
Well, you know, we've got one other event in the area that we've got to talk about, and that is the Clark Brothers are putting on another bluegrass show.
That's right.
I think they're calling it a Winterfest, too.
I believe so.
We're having a full range of bluegrass Winterfest this month of January.
Yep.
I think we should call the Opry show the Winterfest, too.
Well, nah. our Opry show is right in there, though.
That's right. Yep. Well, we've got Marv Clark and Denny Clark and the Clark Brothers and North City Grass are going to be putting on another show at the Con Weisenberger Post
right.
Everybody knows about that place.
On
Alexis Road.
Yep.
And it is Saturday the 19th.
That's right.
And starts at 3:00. They've got 4 really good bands. Well, hey, Clarence Kelly and New Cut Road's going to be back in town.
Right.
They're going to be there. Ottawa County Bluegrass is going to be playing, the Rock Bottom Mining Company.
Great.
And, of course, the Clark Brothers and North City Grass.
That's right.
So show up. It's $10. Can't beat it. We want to see some people there.
That's right.
It's going to be some good grass. I'm going to be there, too.
I'm planning on going. So
I want to go. I wouldn't miss it.
Yep. No, it sounds like a good
time. Make sure you show up. It'll be fun. And then the really cool thing is just a little bit before that, you'll be able to go to the Glass City Opry.
That's right. The previous
and see the
Monday,
wild,
correct?
Right? And you'll be able to see the Wildwood Valley Boys there.
Yep.
That's the show we're talking about.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We've got a lot of bluegrass in Ohio, in Toledo area, in January.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Well, and there's a good chance to get out there and support what's going on. So
it'll be a lot of fun.
The holidays will be over, and we can get settled into hearing some good bluegrass.
No more missing out on practice and stuff like that with all these silly holiday things going on.
That's right.
And get done with that. Get back into the bluegrass. That's what we got to do.
That's right.
Well, we've got to mention that we went out to Vern's barn.
That's right.
We've been talking about Vern and his barn, his bluegrass barn jam.
Right.
And I have to tell you, we went out there the very first one, November 24th.
Yep.
It was good.
That was fantastic.
I couldn't believe it. It was so nice.
It was great. And if you don't know, that jam was actually out in Woodville.
Right.
At a, I think it was a youth center.
Yeah, there. Like an old school or something.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, a church or something.
Old school, and then they had turned it into a youth center, but for whatever reason, they decided not to do it there anymore. And I think one of the reasons was because Vern, a local bluegrass bass player,
yeah, a friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Had decided that he would like to put up a building and set it up so that not only can he use it for his use, but also use it as a facility to have bluegrass jams there.
That's great.
Kind of the organizer, Merv Spencer, talked to him and they decided that they could have it there. Might as well do it there. And so we all went out there to support it Saturday, November 24th. And it was a big old gigantic success.
It was a lot of fun.
It really was.
I couldn't believe and they had goodies for everybody, and you know, it was a nice sound system, and so you could hear what was going on. A lot of musicians showed up. We got to play. That was nice, and it was very nice. I mean, I'm just tickled.
It was great, and
the bathrooms are very nice.
Yeah, that's true too.
I always gauge the bluegrass things by the bathroom.
Yep, absolutely.
I hate to say it, but I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a second to tell people how to get there.
Okay, sure.
It's a little bit different now during December, but basically they're going to start having it every first and third Saturdays of each month.
Right.
So in January, it'll be the 5th and the 19th.
Okay.
And then in February, it'll be the 2nd and the 16th. And in March, the 1st and the 15th. So, you know, that's kind of how they've set it up. And so that's when it's going to be. Everything starts at around 6 o'clock.
Yep.
The address is 1990 County Road 62.
Out in Gibsonburg.
Out in Gibsonburg. And it's actually, believe it or not, quite easy to get to.
It is. I was surprised. Yeah. It was a little bit of a drive, but...
It's a bit of a drive, but it's very easy to get to. All you do is get on Route 20. They're in Perrysburg, and just travel that out until you think you're lost, and then,
you go past town.
You actually go through Woodville.
Yeah.
And then once you get through Woodville, I think it's about 2 or 3 miles down, still on Route 20. You'll take a right on Route 62.
And there you are.
It's right there. Look for 1990. Vern always puts out a bluegrass sign with a arrow going, and so people don't go blowing by, but... it's definitely a good time, folks. If you get a chance to go out there, I know they'd really enjoy it, and you'll have a good time too. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, it's good, and they got good goodies too.
Yes, they do.
They do. Were some good goodies. Well, hey, I think it's time we play a little bit of music.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think
we're gonna play a song. We're gonna play a little game here. We're gonna play a song, and when we get back, you get to tell us who you think it is. And we'll let you know who's going to be coming to the Opry soon.
All right.
You better leave my woman alone.
you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble, so you better leave my woman alone. Well, I know you are a playboy, and you've got women all over town. Well, listen, buddy, if you ever sweet talk my little girl, I'm gonna lay your body down. If you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. So you better leave my woman alone. Well, I know you've got your money, and you've got a new 56 too. But if I ever see my little girl in your new car, I'm gonna do some work on you. If you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble, so you better leave my woman alone. Well, I don't believe in trouble, so I don't want to start a fight. So if you'll take heed and stay away from my little girl, then everything will be alright. If you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble if you don't want, you don't have to. Get in trouble, so you better leave my woman alone. Woman alone, woman alone, woman alone, woman alone, woman alone. You better leave my woman alone.
Okay, who do you think it is?
I think that might be my favorite band.
It's your very favoriteest band.
Oh, my favorite band. Newfound Road.
They're coming in March.
That is so exciting.
So put your little, circle your little calendars, because we're still working on the February show, but they had an opportunity to come in March, and we could not say no.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. How could you say no?
I don't know.
I think you'd have hit us if we said no.
I'm afraid I would have.
You'd have wouldn't talk to us for a week.
Well, and this might be that time that I warned you about earlier, that you might have to stop me from talking too much.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm so excited about this band coming to town. It's another national act.
These guys are a wonderful
traveling band. They're so good, you know, and each time I hear them, they get better and better. I just think they're so awesome, and then I go see them,
listen to
them. They're even just even better. So
yes, I must admit, you've converted me. I like them too.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe when Dave called and said, "Guess who's coming?" I'm like, "Well," and then he told me, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm so excited. I couldn't wait to let you know, because I knew you'd be just tickled to death.
Oh, I just can't wait. I'm just so excited to have them there. So excited for them to come to the Toledo area and see what's here for them.
Oh, they're going to love it.
They're going to love the
They're excited.
The venue,
it's already up on their website.
It's
they're
already
all excited.
On their website, yeah. So if you get a chance, visit their website. Just all you got to do is Google Newfound Road.
Well, you can go to the website, our website, because it's
true.
Already up there.
That is true.
And it's got a link. It'll go right to them. You can hear about them. And, you know, and these guys are cool.
Oh, yeah.
They are so good.
No, they're great. All you have to do is listen to a song that they have. They probably have a song on their website. I know they have a song on their MySpace site.
Oh yeah, they got MySpace.
So if you listen, all you got to do is listen to one song, and you'll realize right away this is a special band that's going to be coming into town. So we're ready for everybody to come out here. That's our March show.
March show.
And I know we're jumping ahead a little bit, but
well,
I think they're worth jumping ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Well, one of the things we had in mind when we started the Opry, I mean, people have asked us all the time, how come Monday night? Let's address that for just a quick moment.
Oh, it sounds good to me.
Do you know why we picked Monday night? because that way we could get bands like Newfound Road when they're coming through town.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody's got Saturday and Sunday and Friday night venues. And these guys, we really thought, you know, how could we really make this very convenient for some of these bands that are traveling and allow them to pick up another gig, maybe make that house payment.
Yeah, right.
Help them out, you know.
Finish off the gas bill.
Right. And so here is the perfect example. And these boys are coming through town, and we just couldn't say no to them.
Yep.
And it's like, it's the perfect reason. It's the reason why we've got it on a Monday night, because we're special. There's no other bluegrass show around on a Monday night.
Okay.
You could go up to Michigan for your bluegrass Friday, Saturday. You can go to special events on Sundays. But Monday is bluegrass night in the Toledo area because of the Glass City Opry.
Sounds good. Can we play one more from?
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is a song I love off of their new album. It's called Douglas Graves.
Rise up, my sons, bring me my pistol. Fetch your rifle, shiny pride. Douglas Graves has wooed your sister, and they've rode away tonight. He's mounted her on a coal black steed, and himself a dapple gray. Has my rifle hung beside me, and they've swiftly rolled away. Douglas Graves looked o'er his shoulder, and he saw a dreadful sight. 'Twas her brothers and her father, lamplights gleaming in the night. Get down, my Lady Margaret, and hold my reins in your sweet hand against your father and your brother. For your love I'll make my stand. And she never shed a tear. Her brothers fell, and her father also. He who loved her oh so dear. Oh, stay your hand, my lover Douglas, for your aim is deadly true. But true lovers there are many, fathers are so few. Then she'd taken out her kerchief. It was linen very fine. Then she bound her father's death wound that were redder than the wine. It's time to choose, Lady Margaret. Go with me, stay in this cove. I'll go with you, my lover Douglas. You left me no one else to love.
All right, guys, Jeff, that's a killing song.
I know it's a little gruesome. But it is so cool.
Oh, all right. Well, I like so killing cool songs, but that one's just like, my gosh, she's got nobody left. She can't kill
right
everybody.
It doesn't matter.
And I she's got to like go it with the gut, because after all, well, nobody's left.
That's right. Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
I just don't think that's the way you're supposed to romance girls.
It doesn't matter.
Kill off their whole family.
It doesn't matter.
I think flowers might work a little nicer.
That doesn't matter. I still like the song.
So it's a good song, but I tell you. Well, okay.
Anyway, let's get on to some sponsor work. Pay a few bills.
All righty. Hey, well, if you know about the Opry, you know that we're not rich people. We're musicians. And we need all the help we can get. We're doing really good, I have to say. We're almost there. But you know what? We can always use a little help from the community.
That's right.
And we always want to say thank you to the people who have already stepped up to the plate and said, you know, we want to see bluegrass in the Toledo area. We think it's good. We want to keep it going. Yeah. So let's say a quick little thank you to all our sponsors.
Yes, Deb, absolutely.
First off, the Coffee News. Joni and her husband are always there. They're at every single show. And it sort of lets me know that the show is starting.
That's right.
Because I see Joni and she shows up and she's got a big old smile and a big handful of Coffee News.
Yep.
So that's great.
Nope. We need to thank her. We need to thank the cookie lady.
The cookie lady. Because she keeps us all in cookies.
Absolutely.
That's how people play so fast at the Opry.
Yeah.
Is they're hyped up on cookies.
Hyped up on the cookie lady cookies. So.
Little sugar fix gets them going. If they're nervous, we give them a couple cookies and they go out on that stage ready to perform.
That's right. We talked a little bit earlier about them, but the Sunday afternoon ramble.
Yes. JJ and Jim. They're proud sponsors of the Glass City Opry.
That's right. Who am I forgetting?
The Mirror newspaper.
The Mirror.
They have been so wonderful in helping us to promote the Opry and letting people know. And
then there's Fleeger's.
Your favorite hardware store.
The hardware store. Yes. The hometown hardware store that I love. I know.
He wants to rent a room in the back, I think.
Yeah, that would be nice. I wish they made like a scent, like a hardware store scent that you could put in your car, you know? You know, like
yeah,
one
they
of those.
Probably
you know
have.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, they have like new car scent.
Yeah, well, it could be right next to Fresh Flowers and Pine Spring. And then
and
there'd be
hardware
store. That's right. I like it.
Well, you know, but if they start doing that, then they'll have like locker room and then they'll have like football.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too good.
They'll have all these other garage.
Gotcha. Well, that could work.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, hey. Oh, and we have to say a special thank you to one of our new sponsors, and that's James McCall.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
He is I think he's the only independent presidential candidate in the race at
that's
the moment.
That's right. That is
and
right.
He's right here from Toledo.
Absolutely.
And he is one of the Glass City Opry sponsors as well.
Yes, he is.
You heard his little jingle, and I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's really cool. He's been to the Opry a couple
times.
Yeah,
he loves it.
And
he told me if he gets elected president, he's going to make bluegrass the national music.
Oh, man. I think I might have to vote for him.
I'm thinking we might have to just for that reason. So
pull together our resources and get him elected.
Great.
That would be cool. So, well, last but not least, what we'd like to do is play a song now that we've done in the past. What happened was we had a good friend of ours and a good friend of bluegrass, actually,
yes.
Pass away this past week.
Yes, it was sad.
It was very sad. His name was Glenn Green.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know him, he was kind of up in the Romulus area and would come watch our shows and other shows.
He was a fan. He was one of, like, the best fans of a lot of the groups, and we all know him.
Yep.
And he was always a smiling and just silly man, I tell you.
Yeah,
you could always count on him for playful antics. You know, he loved all the bands. He loved the Clark Brothers. He loved us. He loved Fulton County. I mean, he was a very stalwart. You know, he was always there.
Yes, he was.
Him and Otis were always
They were always
at the
there.
The Coon Hunters and the Kentuckians and the Eagles Club. And they even came down to Toledo when they
sure
could
did.
And all. They supported bluegrass so fully. And so the bluegrass community has definitely lost a very good friend.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
One of the things that was so important to us is how much he loved a song that we play. It's called Hey Moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a friend of ours wrote it, Ron Workman. And every time Glenn, hey moon, you know,
yeah.
He loved that song. And I mean, he made us play it two or three times sometimes just because he liked it so much.
Yeah.
And so it was very special. So we're going to leave this show with a little
tribute
to Glenn and for his friends and family.
Yep. We'll play Hey Moon, right?
Hey Moon.
Okay.
We'll miss you, buddy.
Yep, we will.
How many of y'all want to hear Hey Moon? All right.
City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.